This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Corn futures right now fractionally lower. Soybeans are about a nickel lower. We'll take a look at those in just a minute. The grain markets have benefited from technical strength to close last week, led by wheat and soybean markets, which have become oversold in the short term. A slight correction in the U.S. dollar index, which itself had become overbought after four consecutive strong moves higher, also lent to strength in ag commodities last week. The weather situation in the U.S. and abroad remains non-threatening for the moment, but if you have Friday's strong move back toward a chart support for U.S. grains may serve as indication that traders feel they have adequately priced the grain surplus concerns, at least for now. Otherwise, low volume in trade on Friday could indicate bearish traders were just taking a breather in their selling streak, and without fundamental support, technical corrections can only take a market so far. World equity markets right now are mixed but mostly lower in the aftermath of another low day on Friday, with the worst week in equities since September. We're looking at Monday, looking at housing starts and building permits. Tuesday will be weekly jobless claims and existing home sales. We'll see the leading economic index on Thursday and S&P flash sale PMIs on Friday. And ag, in addition to the regular weekly reports, will be a cattle on feed report coming out Friday as well. Opening cattle calls are lower to mixed. Hogs look to be steady to mixed. We'll take a look at those numbers. That's going to be coming up right away after this.
November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also, consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
December corn is down a quarter cent at 423 and three quarters. March down three quarters of a cent at 434 and a half. January beans down 5.5 at 9.93, March down 6 cents at 10.02 and 3 quarters. Soy meal is up 70 cents at 2.90.30 per ton. Soy oil down 59 cents at 44.76. Chicago wheat up 2 and 3 quarters at 5.39 and a quarter. Kansas wheat up 4.5 at 5.44 and a half. Minneapolis spring wheat up 3.5 at 5.75 and 3 quarters. And oats up 2.5 at 3.59 and a quarter. Live cattle were unchanged for December contracts, 182.95. Feeders were up $4.02. Lean hogs were down 60 on Friday. That's Market Matters.